This is Vatican Radio. On the last day of his pastoral visit to Mexico, Pope Francis on Wednesday visits inmates at a prison in the city of Juarez on the Mexico-U.S. border. Before heading back to Rome on Wednesday evening, he will also meet people from the working world and celebrate Mass in the city located just across the border from El Paso. On Tuesday, the Holy Father visited Morelia in central Mexico, where he celebrated Mass with religious, consecrated people and seminarians, and later was greeted by tens of thousands of young people at the local stadium. Well, director of the Holy See Press Office, Father Federico Lombardi, tells Veronica Scarisbrick that the Pope has come to Mexico as a messenger of mercy and of peace.
Messenger of mercy and of peace, because the Pope was really teaching love and demonstrating love and mercy of God through his attitudes, through his gesture, not only through his words. And in this way, he has contributed very much to the harmony and reconciliation of a society that has dramatic tensions and problems with violence and internal conflicts and disparities of situation in the society. He has done this in a very pastoral way, not as a politician, not as a person that comes with easy solutions for problems that are so incredibly difficult, but he demonstrates understanding for the situation, for the people and the temptation that they have of discouragement in this situation, and he encourages and he witnesses the love of God, invites to profound devotion to the Virgin of Guadalupe that is in the heart of the Mexican. And in this sense, he nurtures the engagement also in the concrete life, in the family, in the society. And I think he leaves to the Mexican people a treasure of hope, a treasure of horizon, of hopes for the future. And in particular, he has stressed this to the young people, to the youth, because they are the majority of the society, and the future is concretely in their hands, even if they have so big difficulties to find their way in this society. But he brings really a contribution of hope, of love, of harmony, and this is what he had to do, and he has done very well.
You work closely with Pope Francis. Was there any moment when he expressed something special that you find particularly significant?
Yes, he was very impressed by the love of the people on the streets. The Pope was impressed by the love of the people for him on the streets. He says this is a love that demonstrates gratuity, is not interest. They come to demonstrate spontaneously and sincerely that they love the Pope, the Church, that they desire to be a community with hopes in a better situation. And this has impressed the Pope very much. I think he's grateful for the witness of love that he has received, and he has tried to give his contribution to them for overcome this historical difficult moment.
If I may, there were lots of moving moments during this trip. Which was the most moving one for you, personally?
Yes, I think two. The moment of the silent dialogue between the Pope and the Virgin of Guadalupe in the Basilica at the end of the Mass. This is from the spiritual point of view. And the other is yesterday in the meeting of the families, there was a moment in which from the the people that were in the stadium. It was brought a chair with a child that was really deformed, and they brought this height like I thought to the people in the gospel that bring the paralytic to Jesus. The Pope has seen this and then came down from the podium to encounter this child and to bless him. It was a very particular moment. A witness of faith of the Pope, of the people bringing this sick young man to the Pope, and the love of the Pope that interrupts the listening to the witnesses of the families to go down where he sees this desire of blessing for a person that was in very, very particular grave sickness.
Jesuit Father Federico Lombardi, director of the Holy See Press Office, speaking with Veronica Scarsbrick.